Chicago, man charged with chaining up and raping woman in abandoned home. By Ethan Letkman on June 23, 2022. Chicago prosecutors charged a man on Wednesday with chaining and raping a woman twice in the attic of an abandoned home over the course of 4 days. Joel Kamen, 44, of Blue Island, Illinois, was arrested on Tuesday in Alsip, Illinois, and was charged with one felony count of aggravated kidnapping that inflicted harm and one felony count of aggravated criminal sexual assault, according to the Chicago Police Department, CPD. A judge denied Kamen bail in a court hearing on Wednesday, CWV Chicago reported. The alleged crime took place in an abandoned home on 11900 S. Eggleston, 5th District, in Chicago, where Kamen, who reportedly worked as a quasi-security guard within the area, met the woman on May 18 to have sex in the dilapidated home, according to Assistant State's Attorney Danny Hanikak during the suspect's bail hearing. After an argument ensued between the two, Hanikak says Kamen handcuffed the 36-year-old homeless woman and dragged her to the attic, cuffing her right leg to the wall, Hanikak said. Kamen is accused of sexually assaulting the woman before taking off, leaving the 36-year-old chained and alone for the night. The woman repeatedly hit the walls and audibly cried for help, but no one came to rescue her. Kamen returned the next day and raped her again while she was handcuffed and chained to the wall, according to Hanikak, CWV Chicago reported. The woman begged him to stop and pleaded to be let go, but Kamen left her alone again. The woman was left chained to the home for 2 more days as she continued to yell and hit the walls for help. Fortunately, a good Samaritan named Antoine Dobin was walking by the house on May 21 and heard her banging on the walls, whereupon he proceeded to call the police, as Breitbart News reported last month. Dobin, also known as D'Ice, recorded a Facebook live stream of the police response to the dilapidated home, per Breitbart News. In the clip, an officer made his way to the back of the property carrying bolt cutters. "She's handcuffed and chained to a wall," he told bystanders. Moments later, sirens were heard as another police vehicle arrived at the scene. "I called the police immediately," Dobin told NBC5. "I waited for them to come, and when police got here they discovered there was a young lady in there, handcuffed and chained. He could have ignored me but he heard me and he helped me," the woman told WGN9. "I'm just blessed. I'm truly blessed," Dobin told Fox 32 in an interview later that many of the properties on the block were abandoned, while neighbors suspect that the home where the woman was held had been abandoned for over 30 years. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.